This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Kyiv, Ukraine, says that American military aid on the way to Ukraine will make a real difference in its war with Russia. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Blinken's remarks came Tuesday as the top diplomat made an unannounced visit to reassure an ally facing a fierce new Russian offensive. According to open-source monitoring analysts, Moscow's troops have captured around 100 to 125 square kilometers of territory. That includes at least seven villages in recent days. Though most of those villages were already depopulated, thousands of civilians in the area have fled the fighting. Analysts have called this moment one of the most dangerous for Ukraine since Russia's full-scale invasion. President Volodymyr Zelensky asked for more air defense systems to protect civilians in the northeast. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Washington says it is working to resolve the many negotiating issues in the Israel-Hamas war. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
At this delicate point, the White House said Monday that Washington is still plugging away at negotiations in Cairo aimed at securing the release of hostages and a truce. Jake Sullivan is National Security Advisor.
This particular negotiation has had its ups and downs, its ins and outs, its twists and turns. And what I laid out in my opening comments remains the case. There could be a ceasefire tomorrow if Hamas would just go ahead and release women, wounded, and elderly. We do believe Israel has put a good proposal on the table. Hamas has put a counterproposal on the table. The world is calling for a ceasefire. Those who are doing so should go to Hamas and say, come to the table and work until we get a deal.
And he acknowledged to VOA there are new fissures in that process. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
Meantime, Israeli troops fight Hamas militants.